Yeah, what's up? It's Quality Content, and it's your number one host, it's Kusman, yeah. I don't miss you now, you don't think, no be say I did hot podcast, but my head no did there, so I don't come back finally. I spent three weeks in the wilderness, and I think make Ayano now as it go. So how on a day now? How is everything? Ha! The 10th December is here. December is like days away, man. I just saw that P Square don't drop their own concert. Say they won't do reactivation concert. Haha. make they don't give us billing like 25k, abeg. Cause if Nana can't thing, abeg, make them they go. Fly away, Peter. Fly away, Paul. So today my co-host is no one else but Stephanie Mbachu, yeah. I'm ready, let's go. Before we go, do you do blondes? Don't be shy. This is a safe place.
Yo.
No, not you sounding like Whiskey. Please introduce me. You don't know me, I'm famous. Introduce me, yeah.
I'm coming.
Guys, you make us a fool. I swear.
I'm coming. I did rule something.
Oh my goodness. You are so uncultured.
So hey guys, I'm back. I'm with Stephanie Mbachu. That's how she called it, Stephanie Mbachu.
Hello Nigeria, my people. My name is Stephanie Norman Batu.
When Nigeria turn your people.
Is that meme now? There's this video that went viral. Hello Nigeria, my people. Opo.
Yo, Barry is a bad boy video.
No. There's one video that went viral. I love that video. I love it. Hi guys, how's everybody doing? Are you guys eating today? If you've not eaten, I can't help you because I'm poor. So sort yourself out. Hey, oh my goodness. It feels good. Like, I just feel like I deserve to be on this podcast because I always bring life to the podcast. You get me?
Definitely.
Yes. How are you, Mika?
Me? I told you, I just came back from the wood. I spent 3 weeks in the wood. So
Jesus spent 40 days.
Like Jesus be down too. I know Jesus.
The camp experience.
I just feel like people lie a lot about their camp experiences. Like, okay, there are four things that happen, but people lie about how much fun they had. That's how I feel. They don't talk about the boring part and the special part. All you just say is just the fun part. That's why I went to go and catch Chris for 3 weeks. I went to go and meet another team. It wasn't funny.
But Emeka, from your Snapchat story, it wasn't looking like you were suffering, no? Because you know, if you were suffering, you wouldn't have time to bring out your phone to make videos.
Even at the software, I will get time. The snap all the times where I know they do Snapchat. I mean, say I don't do so far. Not 24/7 that they do Snapchat.
Then punish you for camp.
Ah, more. See, let me just hold you there. One woman like this, one soldier. Woman. She punished. And that night, I just come back from clinic where I collect injection. So normally we lights out is around 10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's 9:45, and I'm already close to the hostel. This one came out. started shouting. I was with my food, do and drink. Started shouting that I should double up. Double up means you should start
double
running.
Double up.
I was already seeing my room like this. I was like, well, what would I see her 15 minutes. Do you want to call me back? That don't I know who she is? That why am I not answering her? I said, this is my hostel here. I still have 15 minutes. Why should I double up or not? If I knock this knee for floor now, I just got an injection. I beg. This woman, I sit down for floor with my food and everything. I can't sit down for floor. You know, do one.
In the night, 15 minutes to time out.
I sit down.
Were you the only person on the road then?
No. As I sit down for floor, she says they find other culprits, but now only me sit down for floor. Let's say she
gets see me. You for dream.
So after I sit down for floor, you know the one. She talks to me, can lie down for floor.
Oh my goodness.
For me, I wanted to start shouting, alright. Because me too, I have some soldiers with my friends. But let's see those ones, they know the duty that day. She can't tell me, because I get dreads. She talk to me now. See, I won't. She said she get dreads when they burn out from small. I say, what is cause? Eh? One soldier where they pass, we can't like that woman. One can't show. You know how these stupid men they do. They won't
Intentional men.
Intentional men. He can't drag my neck. My ID card in my neck. Now school ID card be that to do. I removed the NYC when I put it in my bag, but he didn't see it. He was not dragging his car. I'm leaving this camp tomorrow. I'm saying, see this man, please. You don't know that.
How this they move? If you leave camp tomorrow, how you go fly from Bayelsa? No, you are not even in Lagos. You are in freaking Bayelsa. How do they expect you to go home from Bayelsa? Are they crazy?
Wallahi, let me not stay. If they threw me outside that camp, I will book the next flight immediately. I'm going for. I started laughing. It now pissed two of them off. Like, which is when I just started laughing. I saw the man carry my ID card. Then he go my room, say, tomorrow we'll go see. The next day, he can't come my room, come the shout, say I tricked him. I gave him my school ID card instead of
your NYC.
I like you when you try to impress woman, you drag my neck, you know, check with him the so that's how that one ended there.
That was having traumatized, and it's very annoying because you know with the military. They seem to want to train their people like that. Like I don't know how that doesn't make sense to me, to be honest.
We wake up every day 3 a.m. 2:30 sometimes. Dusty your water.
We woke up at 4:30. Like me, I woke up at 4:30 and we needed to be on the field by 5. Anyways. It was stressful. You will not now see water. They will now say you now trek. You try for almost 15 minutes to go and fetch warm water, only for you somebody to steal it.
People were even now, phones were safer than water in my own camp. Your water, if you don't use it, when you get it, it's gone like that.
You said they stole your pillow, right?
Ha!
Was it your pillow and your shoe?
They welcome me with my power bank. That one just left. My power bank.
My power bank is so expensive. Power bank is like 10, 15.
I didn't want to buy power bank in the camp because I don't like power bank that you will charge for 5 hours. You now use it for 1 hour. So I didn't trust the one in the camp. And we couldn't charge unless we go outside to that mommy market.
Yeah.
It's where they sell all. It's like their own trade fair market.
Yes.
So that's where
it's mommy market. Now where them they call all the camps in Nigeria. Market them, they call them. But anyways, you were saying that camp wasn't good for you. I think it's because you didn't. I think you had connection now. So what was that bad for you? Like, do you know this thing you're saying? You know, they punish some people in camp, but they never got to punish me because they found out that I knew the state coordinator of the camp.
This thing you are saying, I'll talk about it. There's one guy that was even bigger than the soldiers in our camp. You see what the guy was. Because his connection was so long.
Yeah, they knew that my connection was strong. But aside that, Seth, I just feel like most of them had respect for me. So when I got to camp, they wanted to send me back because I have asthma. And I was like, I'm not going back. I want to experience this. I flew all the way to Port Harcourt. You want to send me back to Lagos? Are you people mad? You did not ask if I have family members. You want me to go back to Lagos? How? So anyway, so I called my cousin. My cousin called her husband, and her husband called the state coordinator. So he said I should stay. So he went around the whole camp, like like with the officials or not, like corps members. They were like, oh, this girl had direct order from the coordinator to stay. So they gave me a separate room. I was in like a private place, you know, but in camp, you, like 20, some people were usually in the room. My room were like only 10. So it was like a private thing. So I think it flew around that I kind of knew the coordinator. So like people were treating me like with respect and they all probably knew me. And then there's this woman that kept on begging me to be buying, like anytime she sees me in the night, she wants me to buy her stouts. And it's very annoying because first of all, because I have money, one soldier like this, every time she's talking to me, maybe because she found out I need a state coordinator, maybe I will now have money. If I know state coordinator, I definitely have money. That kind of movement. I can't laugh this woman. She touched me one night, saying me can buy her stout. She wanted me to spend like 5K on her. Even if I have the money, I don't know you from Adam. Like, I don't know you. Like, why are you coming to meet me to buy you Hennessy? No Hennessy, like stout, good and everything. Like, it just didn't make sense to me. I say, see this fool. See this fool. And then, like, let me gist you about what happening comes. So there's this, because I don't know who is listening to this podcast, so I can't really cast the person. But there's this guy in a very high position. Every night he would always come and take girls from the hostel to go and sleep with them outside in the hotel room every day.
I mean,
when come for like 20 days, every day he was with a different girl. If he likes you, he would do you twice. A high married man with kids.
So that's
a married man. All the men are in this Nigeria are mad. Plus you, plus everybody. You are all crazy.
What are you doing now? Me, I wake up around to go and smoke 2 a.m. I wanna see our own girls leaving our soldiers' quarters. I was like, okay. Let anybody go my smoke this morning. I will blow siren. What's in the happen? These soldiers sometimes just come and chase out of our rooms. I will not see the girls tripping in. I just divide.
Yes, like this girl, like the lights go by 10, by 11, be hearing noises. Just see soldiers, like big soldiers with different girls, expecting that they will post them to, you know, high places, which was so funny because at the end of the day they posted them to schools inside the village. They will collect your vagina for nothing. Like if to say they post you for oil company, because you know I'm in River State, so it's like Port Harcourt oil. If it's that one, that's okay. I'll sell my body for oil money. But you they sell your body for they even will pay you $3,500.
If you know where they posted me in Bayelsa, I just want Chris when I see him, because the stuff on my site, it hadn't loaded yet. The Lagos, mm-hmm. really, I was not seeing one community comprehensive high school. I swear, I mean, are those children? Let me go teach to comprehensive children. Hey, God,
you never see. Who you now teach them electrical engineering or what? Like, where we start from?
I would like to be the wicked teacher, so give me a take.
My goodness. So, but then aside, it, like, did you have fun in camp? Because it seemed like you were always, I don't know, like from your Snapchat, you were giving us tourism. You were touring us.
Yeah, the thing about camp was, like, you know, you move with your platoon members.
Mm-hmm.
But me, I was more like people liked me in my platoon, but I didn't vibe well with them. So I had more friends in another platoon. So I left my platoon. So I didn't have to do much activity. They didn't know I left, so I was just always marking attendance. And I played football for them. So that showed that I did something for them. So oh. I was with the other platoon because most of my friends were there, even during those side lectures.
Yeah. Before you went to camp, like anybody from Lagos?
Yeah, me and my friend, we flew there together. He came to Lagos actually, then we went there together. That's actually the reason I stayed for 3 weeks. If not, I forgot to leave home.
Before I die, yes. I didn't know anybody prior, but when I went there, I met one girl from my primary school, which was so shocking. Another girl from a secondary school in camp. But yeah, besides that, I really liked camp. I really liked it. I don't know. I don't know if I liked it because I didn't suffer, but I liked it.
You enjoyed camp. What do you think about all those skills that they are teaching? I didn't know what kind of outdated. These are the things that are
guy, that thing that I saw that they were teaching people how to self-defense or something. They didn't teach us. I need to be like, they not teach us
self-defense.
Yes, that's self-defense. Now they gathered all of you.
Oh,
I think they were like, yes, that one.
A new skill. You know, see, as bandits don't start, they empower bandits.
Do you know? I found out that they're not supposed to post compass to like schools. They're supposed to send us to the military. That in case something happens in Nigeria, now we supposed to fight terrorism.
Oh, more you're supposed to talk about now. Me don't know here. Wait, because well, if, I don't know if you collect any bullets, you anybody straight.
No, it's for America now. If you did like military, you supposed like every normal American citizen is supposed to actually undergo that. That's what like the NYS is supposed to be, and not sending us to school. That's why we go for the 3 weeks training. Then from there, they will now distribute us to our various places in camp. So what you did in camp? I was gonna ask you. So you just play football, right?
Yeah, I played, but I did marching. I did that marching for 1 week. Ah, go down. The first 1 week is brutal. It's fucking brutal.
Yeah, that's because you're not used to it. Like, the second week becomes easy for you because you've been used to it for 7 days. It's the same as exercise. When you start, you're not used to it, but at the end of the day, like, you become used to it.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Me, yeah, I was RSM.
A lot of people were fainting during those parties, especially girls. Oh. They are not fit.
Not only spaghetti, we know. Spaghetti and Snapchat.
You get one girl, we get picking. The picking now 2 years, and she has husband, and she came to camp. I was wondering, and there's option for her to leave immediately, as she's mother.
Not your mother. Mm.
She talks in the house. Don't tire her.
She don't tire for her husband. Oh my god.
I say yeah. Okay. Now. You see now this.
Me, I was RSM in my camp. RSM. Nami carry gun. Like the final parade.
Are you
where they carry the flag. Like the NYC flag Nami the middle. And they control the parade.
Anybody did for camp. Once now 6 o'clock, everybody go pause.
Yes. Alright, so Abi no. What's the NYC anthem again?
I was not
in the sun or in the rain or something. I don't forget. The same way they do NYS, don't forget our anthem. I'm ashamed to the world.
Okay, you have to learn something to forget it, right?
Yeah.
I won't learn it. I'll be a little fuck off. It's very depressing.
You're ashamed to the world.
I beg. Through the rain, through sunshine. Don't be me with that. Don't try me. Let me tell you about what happened during relocation panel. You know you feel relocation forms.
I know feel them more. Wallahi.
For people that want to leave, fulfill relocation forms, then they will fix this panel, medical panel, military panel.
Are you serious? I didn't like saying I get to. Which won't be all this nonsense? Like, people do that in my camp.
One girl don't bring fake medical reports. Don't say she get asthma. She come buy inhaler for mommy market. They ask him. They call him forward. Say we are. She waiting the drum. She say na asthma. Okay. They can't ask him of drugs. Okay. She can't mention, but she can't. Let's say she can't shake. At one point, they can't tell her. Say yeah, show us how to use your inhaler. I wish I video this. This girl, she put down for nose. Ah, God, I won't die. She put down for nose. They tell her, thank you, that she should be going. They can't shift her fire one side. I don't know.
Nothing for her. Nothing.
They might even go and put her in one village on purpose, like that.
Nothing for her.
But she was pretending. She now used up the last oxygen in the clinic. I was always with all these groups that don't need to match. Me, anywhere I go, I'd like to adapt sharp.
Yes. That's the thing with me. Like when I'm in a place, I like to always stand out. Like in case of anything, I don't know. I just like to always stand out.
But I stand out.
And yeah, did people know who you were?
Almost few people knew. People knew. There's one girl that just came from Twitter. I think I tweets about NYC and everything. She thinks she now she saw me in Ami Market. That was where we met. Yeah. And she was a pharmacist too. So that's how I.
Yeah. That's how people come. Your camp no fine. No, that Bayelsa can be rugged.
From Bayelsa, she the why me. God. From the airport, I just feel sick. See, God. Yeah, how many days I will survive for here? You know that. Like once I hear that they speech out in the morning, double up. Okay.
Guy, did they make you put trumpets? Did they make you?
They make us what?
Wasn't trumpet like not this trumpet. Instrument?
You get sometimes where they go blow trumpet. You know, go whether not for food or not for parade. And like, I didn't even use my meal tickets once. I didn't even want to know what they were serving.
No. That means you people's camp was rugged. Like my camp. Everywhere was styled, the hostel, the toilet, everything was neat, like everywhere was okay. The food was good. Emeka, the food was good.
Where did you save?
Port Harcourt, where the money is at.
The coordinator's daughter now. She is mine. Yes, collect all my money, yo. Serious money. And again, I know I see you don't buy food for yourself. You can buy for your friend now. And if your friend will take care of dinner or something, you're just spending money in bulk. Kind of.
Yeah, true that. It's like a family. But at the end of the day, whether it was a good experience or bad experience, it was still an experience that you got.
It's not one that I want to relieve.
To be honest, I want to relieve my own small. Maybe not for 3 weeks, but like for 3 days.
Yeah, next year, stream 2 days now. You go apply.
Just for the fun of it. Guys, see, I tell you, see, NYC blocked my account. Why? Because I wanted to relocate to Lagos. And I traveled without permission, so they locked my account.
Account?
Yes, they locked my NYC account. They say me can remobilize. So I had to come back to Port Harcourt. That's even why I'm here. They had to come back here. They opened my account. That's why I'm stuck here.
Are you serious?
Bro, no, but no amount of the connection, all the connection I had, nothing worked.
You'll be very picky now. Share the government.
Nothing worked, my guy. I did. Port Harcourt as I did talk to you because I know it was crazy.
I'm imagine say the cards that can close with me say they block my account for Bayelsa. I would just leave the Bayelsa there.
And anyways, why I didn't even force is because it's Port Harcourt. It's not like Nasarawa. If they knock me for Nasarawa, sorry to NYSU. Sorry to all that is involved. Nobody will see me.
Why you call the shade Nasarawa now?
Nasarawa Bono now. Them bandits. Who want they do NYC with bandits?
You guys see our new training for our account. No go better for bandits.
Hey, if terrorism come now, Emeka, me and you go suit up. You go suit up. Wear our khaki and jungle boots.
Replace
him. Yeah. When bandits see us, them go they fear. Them go they shake. Say, damn.
When we're leaving camp, they want us not to wear uniform.
May they no kidnap us. They say if NYC talks, say if them kidnap us, make we tell our family, make them get ready.
Ah,
make them bring ransom. Say NYC no get anything to do with kidnap. I say, God, what kind of nonsense country are we in?
How much they want with their
33k? Then go post you to a place where you will not even be any money.
They just gave us, was it 3-3-2? I don't know how much.
Yeah,
they gave
us transport.
Transport to Vienna.
How much is flight ticket?
God,
they are fools. I've never seen in my life. Like, Nigeria is inside well.
It's so backwards. I just think those are things that they are calling skill. Aluminium bending in the 2021. Are you people serious with me right now?
But what you did for Lagos now? Say you go they work for where they boost you, or you go they pay the people where they work for.
I go pay people where they work for.
So if they post you to place for Lagos, you go there go work, or you go settle where you won't work.
Oh, but I will say to see everything happening. You know how Lagos be now. Yeah, Lagos.
Guy, make I tell you, I did Lagos. I go Lagos Secretariat. They say make I bring where I want work. I say, damn, like Lagos, they no get stress. I say, for River States, you can't work in a corporate organization. They have to send you to a government-owned place. But for Lagos, where because I did Lagos Secretariat, they say make I bring where I want work. And for that time, I did work for one production company. I go carry them, carry the employment letter, go give them. They say very good. So you ease our stress. For River States, River State, they like stress because they know say like for River State, people know plenty as them plenty for Lagos. You know, Lagos they too populated, so them know to get time for core members. Lagos State like this and River State not different. Lagos State camp not just vibes or lie. They no care. Whether you won't work for a shoe factory or you won't work, you want to they do dodo or you want to do akara. They no care. Make you just bring where you won't work. Them go post you there. For Lagos. Lagos not a rugged place, my guy.
It's very, very hard for them to turn your kidney down. Make everybody get work.
Make everybody get work. Emeka. Emeka. Huh? You send somebody money for birthday, you know, send me money. I can't text you, can't say na December.
Who did I send money for birthday?
Somebody made our group chat, make a no call the person name. I go tell you after this recording. Said that in December you would sponsor me. Me, I'm coming to Lagos in December, 18th of December. I did Lagos.
When did you do Lagos?
I did Lagos 18th December. And I stay for some days. I know they too stay for Lagos.
Okay, you like see me say I go do Lagos that time. Probably 20th, because I won't go whiskey show for Abuja. Probably.
Sorry, you won't go whiskey show for Abuja. Come they go the one for Lagos.
Kusman. Yes, behind is what we won't do for Lagos.
Kusman, sorry, my boss. This was nice. This was so nice. I'm so excited. I feel part of this family.
What family? What family? Now,
David, quality content family now.
I don't want to identify with any family for now.
Oh my God, say make the video send us money.
I beg go make you send.
You will hit the video now, you won't make you send money. You bad whiskey lips.
I think you guys will start praising me all the time.
No, me, I sabi you now. I sabi you in advance. Anything we do na content. Me, I know be all these foolish people for Twitter. We go they them no sabi ABCD, them no sabi.
You can say your favorite fruits are oranges. Someone will come and tell you that you're very stupid, that apples are the best.
Bro, yeah. You sabi say they never ratio me for Twitter before, but I can't wait for one idiot. Anybody that wants to enter my mention to maybe do ratio, I will humble you. Like you will not see it coming. You never ratio me for Twitter before.
I will ratio you.
You are going to ratio me now. You will now carry your Kusman Twitter. You know my own ratio, that intelligence ratio. I will say something you probably not understand. But to be honest, nobody has actually ratioed me before. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I don't tweet. I don't tweet controversial things. I just tweet about movies or whatnot.
If you say they tweet about this man, before ratio you steady.
Definitely now. Me, I know they do this man. Which man? Where I get, where I go, they type this man. Oh my God, this man. I like it. Not this man doing this. Oh my gosh, this man. My person will get this man. Go, they tweet this man now.
Not this man. I will say, hey, yeah, bro. Imagine.
God, oh my goodness. Oh my god. Nah, Twitter people kill me. Like, you get some kind of tweet where you could see, you could just say, damn, like, where is your sense? Like,
Stephanie, what do you have to say about baby makeup? Why did
I was going to one girl's Instagram by mistake. So it was her birthday. I saw her makeup. Like, her face was lighter than her palm. Like, her face was lighter than every other piece. And so annoying. And this is something I was going to even say. I feel like people want to go the extra miles on their birthdays. That's why I don't even regard birthdays. You know, when it's your birthday, people want to always overdo. They want to stand out. That's why I don't even like celebrations. No.
And they really
you want your makeup, you will now be doing sequence, bling bling sequence.
You say sometimes You know, it's always lines like that has been called to glory, the face. It's just
yes.
So-
oh my goodness. Like body makeup is a pandemic at this point.
Global warming. I'm going to open the discussion soon.
See, like it should be a whole different podcast. That is why I actually don't have any regard for celebrations, because I feel like people want to go the extra mile, and in trying to go the extra mile, you now do nonsense. You will now post it. Your friends will now be saying, yes girl, it's the face for me.
Most of them pay for this shit. I don't know now. Even if professionals end up doing it, I don't know how they still just stand out.
Yes, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. God will help them and their makeup artists. Because nobody say I won't go do makeup, you go destroy my face. Me and you, we go to jail now. It's either you die or I die.
You do your own makeup now?
No, I don't. I don't know how to apply makeup though.
Seriously?
Yeah. I don't know how to. I'm learning though.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I don't know. Because sometimes I want to look extraordinary and I don't know how to do it. So yeah, I should learn. Though like my family say I look better without it. But I don't know. I don't think so. But anyways.
Okay, now, hey, Stephanie, thank you for coming on my
podcast. On my... You're welcome, you guys. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Mbachi Stephanie, and listen to my podcast.
Follow how?
Listening podcast. You guys, to be honest, I'm funny. I do a lot of funny stuff. People don't know. Anyways, it was a pleasure doing this with you. I'm about to go and sleep.
Okay, now.
Church.
Tomorrow.
I hope you guys are going to church as well.
Oh, not my podcast. Okay, thank you.
Can we come please? Bye bye. Bye guys.
'Abieku, you can never. Hey, okay. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you for tuning in today. Thanks for riding with me. Please share the link with one friend. I'm just asking to just share the link with one friend. Probably one of you guys are going for NYC, I guess. Yes, we have come to the end of this episode. Another one is going to drop in 48 hours. Don't miss that one. yeah. So good night and thank you, my listeners. I love you guys so much. Until next time. Oh, 48 hours. I told you, don't miss that one that is coming next.